baby still has my heart resting between those two hills. I travel.
So that was The Secret Sisters, You Don't Own Me Anymore. And that is, Little Again from the recording, You Don't Own Me Anymore. And The Secret Sisters are really such a success story of women supporting women in music. And so I love them from the get-go and just so appreciate their music, their support by Brandi Carlile, and they will be playing here in Boston on the 15th. And I realize I am completely blanking on where they're playing. You can look it up. It's on media. You can find it. I am going. So I'm very excited about that. But I somehow am just like drawing a blank. I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Something About the Women. We are a show that is on WMFO 91.5. We are located on the Tufts campus in Medford. We are Freeform Radio, and so Freeform we are. I share the mic with two other DJs, Jane and Sue. Sue will be in the squeaky chair, as she affectionately calls it, next week, and she will be interviewing Carla Bonoff. And so Carla Bonoff is really probably a little bit better known as a singer-songwriter and the songwriter part of that, but is a performer and will be performing here locally. Some of Bonoff's songs include Home, which is usually covered by Bonnie Raitt, Tell Me Why by Wynonna Judd, and Isn't It Always Love by Lynn Anderson. However, Bonoff will be performing at the Arlington Regent Theater on August 23rd, and then we'll be here in the WMFO station with Sue next Saturday, which is August 17th. Also, little known fact, maybe people know this, I didn't know this, she is the voice on the Tom Snow Dean Pitchford song from Footloose called Somebody's Eyes. So you know that will make Sue very close to a Kevin Bacon connection. So, gotta love that. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. It is great to have you there. Great to have people supporting women in music. And so I'm going to continue my show, as I mentioned, by playing Carla Bonoff. Here we go.
Traveling at night, the headlights were bright, and we'd been up many an hour. And all through my brain came the refrain of home and its warm and fire. And home sings me of sweet things. My life the cities of tiring light. The trains come and go, but inside you know the struggle will soon be a fight. And Hall sings me of sweet things, but life there has its song wings to fly over the mountain. Though I'm standing still,
I might have cut that a little bit short. Working the dials here, that was Carla Bonoff, Home, her song Home, on a recording titled Carla Bonoff. And again, we'll be performing at the Arlington Regent Theater on August 23rd. And Sue will be interviewing her next Saturday on the 17th. One of my Iceland partners in crime informed me that the Secret Sisters will be at City Winery. So that's going to be fabulous. Yes, my Iceland partners in crime. I went to Iceland. It was absolutely amazing. Exceeded my expectations. I couldn't have had better travel partners. And along with being a fabulous trip and seeing scenery and having experiences that I have never had in my life before, really, they let me quiet my DJ brain. You hear a siren there. And there were some musicians. Actually, I started out this show with some Rilo Kiley, who had escaped my notice, as did Crooked House. So I want to thank them for introducing me to musicians that I somehow skipped. So my next six song set are requests or inspired by this trip to Iceland. Honestly, we saw landscape that is so different than what I see on a day-to-day basis. It was really inspiring, and I believe that Tolkien was inspired by the landscape there, and I can see why. So I'm going to go ahead, lots of sirens, and start with Anne Brun, which is one of the No. I'm sorry. Sorry. That's going to be second. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Going to start with the Cranberries. That's where we're starting. And I will be back to maybe talk a little bit in between this six song set.
accident that happened. Follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscape.
Stay done. Emergency.
Okay, well, that was my Iceland-inspired set, and I want to again thank my travel partners for creating such an amazing experience collectively putting this playlist together, ending with Aretha Franklin, because really, where would any of the others be without our friend Aretha Franklin? Started with the Cranberries, No Need to Argue, is the title track from that recording. Anne Brun, Do You Remember? Released as a single. Bjork, Yoga, from Homogenic. And then Blunt Composure. So really kind of got into a little bit of the Icelandic landscape when I came up with the next two songs, Fire and Ice. Really rocking it out there. Reining it in a little bit with Donna Harula, Black Ice, from Bang at the Door. And ending with Aretha Franklin, Think, from Aretha's Best. So, if you're thinking about going somewhere different that is not that far from the East Coast, consider Iceland. So I have a set of songs, and I guess it's supported by the letter S. These are all musicians who are going to be playing locally in the near future. And yes, as they all happen to have names that include an S. I don't know how that happened. Go figure. It's how my mind is working. We're going to start off with some Sonny Sweeney. Here we go.
You call him in the middle of the night, saying you can't make ends meet. Maybe you should have thought about that before you made him take the back seat. What makes you think he should fix your sink? He's a saint paying for your sins. He knows I love him more than you ever loved me. I know what you call me. That word fits me to a T. You just think I'm pretty, and you're just full of jealousy. I don't make him play the fool. Put him on a pedestal is something you would never do. Yeah, he's got a trophy now for putting up with. Take a shot. Putting up with you. We ain't putting morning. Bright windows open, let in. What's so terrifying? Summer is as faded as a long cicada call. Memories so bright, I got a squint just to recall. Regret the words I've bitten.
Walking, walking.
trying to impress? Oh, what am I trying to prove? Trying, yeah, trying, trying. Going through the motions every day, holding down all my emotions. I lay my head on down, take a look around, take a look, yeah, take a look on. Oh, I've been trying a long, long time, but it's just not working. It's just not working, it's just not working, yeah.
Love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
One more PSA there for fosters and adopting and all of that. I played 3 out of my 4 songs of the letter S. I've got one more, and then I'll come back and let you know where you can hear these musicians playing locally or somewhat locally in the next few weeks or months. Here we go.
To do. got work to do. We've got no time for tears. We've got work to do. People are dying. Bullets are flying. We've got work to do.
Okay, well, I have to say, I love the bookends on that set having to do with this political climate, starting with Sonny Sweeney, who says, take an insult, I'm going to put it on a badge, and I'm going to own it. Trophy, that is a title song from that recording, and ending up with Mavis Staples, No Time for Crying, We Have Work to Do. So I will let you know what the full set was and where you can hear these musicians. Sonny Sweeney, as I mentioned, Trophy, title track from that recording. St. Vincent, Regret, from recording titled St. Vincent. Sarah Levesque, Just Ain't Working, from Beautiful Defeat. And Mavis Staples, No Time for Crying, from the recording If All I Was Black. Where are these musicians going to be? Sonny Sweeney will be at Crossroads Music Series in North Andover, and that is on October 5th. St. Vincent at MGM Music Hall on September 5th. Sarah Levesque Band, along with American Beauties at Sally O'Brien's on August 17th, and Mavis Staples at the Cabot in Beverly, August 28th. I have time for a couple more songs, and then Brian Young will be coming in. He has guests. So there's a show going on at the Burren with Freeloader, Rattlebones, and the Midnight Callers. Well, Mike on Mike interviewed the Midnight Callers, and Brian Young will be interviewing Rattlebones. This is a Bootleg Dan Presents starting at 6:15 this evening at the Burren. Three bands. Absolutely fantastic. I'm going to play a song by a band that has kept me going through the years. So I'm going to play some of the Story, who, as you guessed, are going to be playing locally in the near future.
Just
Okay, yes, you smart kittens. The story is no longer together, but Jonathan Brook will be at City Winery on October 6th. So that was Is This All from the recording Plum by The Story. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, this is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm one of the three DJs here. Jane, Sue, and I, Sue will be on next week. We'll interview Carla Bonoff, who is playing locally at Arlington Regent Theater on August 23rd. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I started with Regina Spektor, who I love and adore, and would like to end my show with how I first learned about this amazing musician. Here we go. I will be back on August 31st, and I will be interviewing Jennifer Teft for that show and talking about her upcoming gig at the Burren on September 7th.
Shook it up. I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. Truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All of these voices I hear in my mind. All of these words I hear in my mind. All of this music, and it breaks my heart. When it breaks my heart. Suppose I never ever met you. Suppose we never fell in love. Suppose I never ever let you kiss me so sweet and so soft.
How you doing?